right now, it's time to catch up on the tech scene. Fevzi Turkamp, the gadget detective, is here as usual. Don't forget you can subscribe to his podcast for free. Gadgetdetective.com is the place to go for that, or on Alexa, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere pretty much that you get your podcasts from. Hello, Fevzi.
Hello, thank you for that.
That's quite all right. Very nice to have you with us as usual. And as we've got that gooey day of the year coming up on Monday, we're going to dispense with the current affairs for once and do two gadgets, either of which in their different ways might make lovely gifts. Starting with, and I just wish I'd got your deep voice here so I could do this justice, but starting with the Love Box, baby.
Yeah. So the Love Box is designed for Valentine's Day, although it can be shared with other people that you love, like family members and so forth. Doesn't have to be romantic love. It's from a French company, rather appropriately, I would suggest. And it's an unusual device, and it's a box made of bamboo with a lid. On the front of it is a pixelated heart, you know, not think of like a heart shape, but with 1980s pixels on it, so it's kind of chunky heart. And the idea behind it is that you buy it, you tether it to your phone, and then you give it to the person that you love. And you can then use their app to send messages to the box. So the person doesn't have to be, you know, and if it's a, say, a family member, they may not have a smartphone or whatever. It doesn't have to be a smartphone user. It will just be given to the person, and then you create a message on the app, which can be texts or photos or, you know, drawings, anything you want. You can get quite creative with it. And then you send the message, and when the message is received by the box, a little heart on the front sort of oscillates. Imagine it's on a pivot and it sort of twists left and right. And it just keeps it silent, but it keeps doing it until you then realise that you've got a message from that person that you love. Because it's not like a phone where any moron can send you a message and irritate you and try and scam you and all the rest of that. No. It's just from the people.
Not yet, anyway. No doubt they're working on it as we speak, the scammers.
Well, you know. Well, what you do is you actually pair it to your device. So you can do it to several people. So let's say, you know, it's for an elder member of your family, then all the family members could do it. You could arrange for them all to do it. Or if it is your romantic love, you don't want them getting messages on the Love Box that you sent your loved one, you know, from another person. So the heart oscillates, it flutters, I like to think. The heart on the front flutters and the person knows that they've got a message, and they open the box, the lid of the bamboo box, and there is a little colour screen, not so little actually, square colour screen, and on there is the message, and it's rather beautiful. And if the recipient is appreciative of the message, they can twist the little heart, they can make it oscillate themselves, and then the sender gets back a shower of little hearts on their app to for them to know that it's much appreciated.
Right, simple. Well, it's relatively simple anyway, as that.
It's a simple box, yeah. Now, both of the gadgets I've chosen this week are things that, if you are unlike me, who have obviously planned Valentine's Day months in advance, if you haven't done anything, this is available. If you order it soonish today, you can actually get it by tomorrow. So there's two ways of ordering it. If you've got time, if it's not specific for Valentine's, you go to, I love their web address actually, it's lovebox.love.
Right.
Lovebox.love, which is kind of nice. But if you're in trouble and you need it by Valentine's Day, then you can get it on Amazon. And it is available. It's in stock. And if you order it, I think now, you get it by tomorrow. So
it's not exactly cheap, is it? £107.99 for what you're describing sounds to... I don't know about the complexities of tech world, obviously. To me, that sounds a bit out of proportion from other things you've told us about.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it's not... it's not what you call a sort of a value for money gadget. It's not meant to be about that. But then again, do you really want your loved one receiving something that they know to be cheap? I mean, I'm not saying you're cheap, Bill, but
I want them to receive it and not know it's cheap, basically, is what I'm saying. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's kind of cute. It's obviously a niche product, but I think it's kind of nice. And I think it's actually something nice for to give to someone like a grandparent who maybe, you know, doesn't have a phone, doesn't want the complexity of a phone and to be bothered with other people ringing it and texting them and scaring them and all this sort of thing. So I think that, you know, as a sort of walled garden type device where, you know, not everyone can access it and send messages to
it. Oh, is that what they're called? What a great
It's called a walled garden. So it's kind of... And how you feel about being in a walled garden depends on your outlook, right? But it is thought to be safer. So Apple's ecosystem, for example, is known as a walled garden, whereas Google's Android is more what you might call tiger country. So
is that just a fevesy one, or is that as well known a phrase as the walled garden?
Oh, tiger country. No, it's known.
I see how out of touch I am.
I don't say it's contemporary. It's just known. I don't know. I haven't heard it for a while, but Tiger Country is there, yeah.
Okay. Rating for this?
Rating, I've given it 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah. Yes, is that part of the price that you're taking the marks off for there then?
No, it's not. I mean, that's still 7 out of 10. I think that's not bad. But, it's to do with the price and the fact it's quite a niche product. But I think particularly on Valentine's. And look, if it's that or a bunch of flowers from the petrol station, I think you're going to be more appreciated for sending this.
I think you're right. I think that's a great spot, the love box. All right, we shall pause and we'll have something a little more practical for those who aren't quite so gooey but still want to show that they love somebody in their life, with a couple of lovely ideas for techie Valentine's gifts. Valentine's, of course, is Monday, so it's buy them now or never. Gadget number 2 is basically a coffee mug, Fevzy.
Yeah, here's the bad news. It's a coffee mug and it's £130. Now I'm going to explain to you why it's a life-changing thing. Okay. I've used one of these. I've had the black one of this. It's a coffee mug that was traditionally available in colours black and white. And I had the black one for the last year. And it's been surprisingly life-changing, which is possibly a reflection on my sad little life. But you know how you're told by people who know about feelings that you should do something nice for yourself every day?
Yes.
You know, even if it's a small little thing.
Yeah.
This is that.
Learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Oh. In other words.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly, exactly. So this is from Ember, which is a brand. And I love the word Ember. It's also almost onomatopoeic, isn't it? It sort of gives you that sort of warm feeling of embers.
Ember.
Yes,
Ember. Yes.
Yes. So it's a temperature-controlled mug too. And it comes in 2 sizes. If you get one, get the bigger one. It's known, because it's American, it's known as the 12-ounce product, or slightly less sexily in this country, the 414-millilitre product. And so traditionally it's come in black and white, and that's fine. And I've loved the black one for the last year. In America, they've had the metallic ones for a while now, but relatively recently they've come here. So here now you can have... copper colour, which I love because it goes so well with my cappuccino, or you can have a gold one, which is a bit bling, or you can have a stainless steel one. And they just
which is a bit minimal and smart.
Yes. I don't know. Not really for me, the stainless steel, but still. Okay. So what do you do with it? What's special about it? It has an app. It has a companion app. And with the companion app, you can set the optimal temperature for your drink. Anywhere between 50 degrees up to 62.5 degrees centigrade, you can set, this is the temperature that I like to drink my drink. You can then pour in water, it doesn't matter, it can be 100 degrees or, you know, 80 or 90, whatever, however you make your drink. And there's a little light on it which pulses slowly to say that the temperature is still above the optimal temperature. When it reaches the optimal temperature, you can either get a notification on your phone or your smartwatch, or you may just observe that the colour, the little light on the
thing. Oh, this is also first world, isn't it?
I know, but listen, trust me, it really is nice. The light on the mug goes solid instead of pulsing, and you know that it's now within the optimal temperature. So the temperature has been dropping from really hot down to drinking temperature. But when it gets to drinking temperature, then the little heating gizmo in the bottom, which is invisible, and there's a enclosed battery as well, starts heating the drink and maintains it at that temperature. It's effectively thermostatic control of your drink in your mug. And the battery now on this version is slightly improved. So you now get up to, I think, an hour and a half of it keeping your drink at that temperature. And in fact, the charger is the little coaster. It's a colour matched coaster which plugs into the wall. And if you put it on that, you can literally keep your drink at that temperature all day. And for me, it's fantastic because when I have a hot drink, one of a number of things happens. Either it just goes cold and I pour away half of it, or I try and gulp it down before it goes cold and then I get...
Do you not have a microwave oven?
Oh, God, I hate doing that. They get all the scum on it. And also, you know, if I'm upstairs...
I don't.
All right. If I'm up in my desk, I'm not going to run downstairs and microwave it, you know. You know, I'm just not going to do that. And then even if you do, then it's too hot and then you have to wait for it to cool down again. And, you know, it's a bit of an art. This is a delight, just to have a hot drink stay hot on your desk or your table or wherever it is for the whole morning or afternoon and just sip at it when you feel like it is great. And it's also good for those of us that are still, you know, connecting with loved ones remotely, you know, over a video link. It's actually quite nice. You know, I don't know if you've done that thing like you have like a coffee morning on video link or mm-hmm. And it's just nice to have a drink and then you don't have to worry about, you know me, I'm a bit verbose and my drinks tend to go cold whilst I'm speaking. So it's just nice to have that. It works really well. You can wash it by hand. Do not microwave it and do not put it in the dishwasher, but right. you can wash it well by hand. And it's just an absolute delight. You can set different temperatures for different types of drink that you might like to drink in it. You don't really have to fiddle with the app. Once you've set it up, I don't bother with the app anymore. It just is at the temperature that I like. And it just feels good. And there's a certain heft to the mug because it's actually inside, it's metallic because that's how it heats it. The heating element at the base.
And that doesn't taint the flavour at all? I'm not sure about drinking out of metal, you see.
No, you get a sort of ceramic layer over the top of it.
Oh,
so
you don't get
the taste of metal. No, it's pretty good. I just think it's kind of special. And occasionally you see it on offer. I've seen places like Costco do deals on them from time to time where they drop quite remarkably in price.
Yeah.
But I was surprised because when someone said to me £130 for a mug, I was honestly dismissed.
Yes, you did hear that right, dear listener. He did say £130 for this mug, yes.
Yeah, well, the smaller one is about 100, but I wouldn't go for the smaller one because the mugs do not hold quite as much as you think they will because the base is solid because of the battery and the heating element. So the bigger one is, in my opinion, is the one to go for. And that's the one that's more likely to go cold on you, right? The bigger drink is more likely to go cold on you. But I just think, you know, it just brings a little smile to my face that when I pick up my mug after an hour or two and it's still warm, the drink is still warm at the temperature that I like it. There's something...
Right.
As you say, it's very first world, but I love it. So for that reason, 4 stars out of 5. It's from Ember. It's called the Ember Temperature Control Smart Mug 2. And as I say, the new version has an hour and a half battery life on it. But if you've got the coaster, you don't need to worry about battery life because it charges charges... you just put it on the charger. You don't have to plug anything into the mug itself.
You also don't spill it on your coffee table, which is a good thing, yes.
Yeah, no, it's all good. 4 stars out of 5
okay.
from Ember.
Of course, I always have a look through what's coming up in the programme before the show starts, and so I've had time to think about this, and it has occurred to me, and I've never really thought about it, Fevzi, so thank you for that I actually like the journey of temperature change during a drink. I like the fact that to start with, it's too hot, really, and you can only just about sneak in a tiny sip of it, and you have to wait in agony because you want it so much for a minute or two. And then your delayed gratification comes along, and you've got the main body of the drink. And even, I thought about the last bit when it's gone a bit lukewarm. I think, no, actually, I really do like the last lukewarm bit as well, because there's no question, there's always a trade-off in food or drink between heat and how much you can taste of the thing. And, yes. And you know, the last couple of mouthfuls are very much more coffee-ish because they're not as hot. And I think this is a fabulous journey, which I wouldn't want to give up, Fevzi.
Well, you don't have to. What you would do is you would set the desired temperature lower. You can still put in piping hot drink into it and it will still descend in temperature normally right up until the point when it then reaches, in your case, that low temperature. And then it will maintain that optimal tasty low temperature for you. You get what
Dag
I mean?
So nabbit, you've got me banged to rights.
It doesn't stop you enjoying it in the way that you want.
thought I'd spotted the flaw, and flaw there isn't. All right, then, I'm waving my white flag. That was great. Thank you very much indeed. Who knows how many relationships you've saved with your last-minute Valentine's gifts there. Don't forget, you can also follow Fevzi on Twitter, as well as following his podcast, where he is at Gadget Detective. We shall speak in seven, no doubt.
Cheers.
You need to go and put the kettle on there.